Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And as always, the podcast can be found at fmr.co.za. Cheap cars, why are they always so bland and, well, ugly? Go shopping below the 150,000 rand mark and there seems to be an assumption you don't care about looks or comfort. Well, the good news is good design doesn't need to cost a premium, and the diminutive Suzuki Espresso at 139,900 rand proves exactly that. It looks like a mini SUV with its charmingly box-like shape, 180mm ground clearance, and bash guard-looking coverings. The cheerful in cheap and cheerful. Sure, this is no luxury lounge on wheels, but that isn't the point. At under 140,000 rand and with a 5-year, 200,000-kilometer promotional warranty. For that, you get a minimalist but good-looking interior with central instrumentation, a great-looking exterior that looks better than it has any right to. The 3-cylinder 1-litre with 50 kilowatts has not applicable under performance, but will get you around town just fine. This ain't no freeway cruiser, just good, practical inner-city motoring. With a little bit of rowing the 5-speed box, you're going to hustle around town because it's only 770 kilograms of lightweight car. And the under 5 liter per 100 kilometers claimed is going to be achieved with even a little bit of judicious use of your right foot. Surprisingly for the car, you're going to get ABS brakes, you're going to get rear park distance control, you're going to get Apple CarPlay, and these are surprise features, as are the airbags, even electric windows and a reversing camera. This little thing is an easy way to get into tight parking spaces, particularly for those challenged in this department. Money is saved, however, in other places. There's no boot handle, just a key slot and an interior cable remote. But you aren't really expecting Charles to pack your Louis Vuitton in there, are you? It's just for the week's shopping at the local supermarket. Not too bad. I mean, it's not a cubbyhole at the back. It is a boot-ish space. In short, the boxy design won my heart, and I can forgive the dynamic shortcomings and freeway noise for the price points. Kudos to Suzuki with the Espresso that managed to win me over. The name, no, not so much, but the car for sure. That's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. And if you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, drop us a line. We really do look forward to them. david@fmr.co.za, and of course that podcast if you want to go back and listen again. www.fmr.co.za. And let's do some more motoring next week this time.